With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, this is all over the news right now, and it is one of those stories that we love, kind of like the comeback hero or the underdog that wins it all, like Rudy from the old movie with the Notre Dame.
Rudy.
Yeah, Rudy, right?
That's the name of the movie. Yeah, Rudy, yeah. I'm sitting there going, what's the name of that movie?
I was too. I was like, what is the name of that movie that had Rudy in it?
Yeah.
But this is very similar to that kind of a story, but it's a real life story. And I think it's pretty cool. A Zamboni driver, the guy that drives that little machine that goes around on the ice and makes it smooth again.
Yeah, we see it here sometimes.
He got called in as an emergency goalie on Saturday for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Really?
Did he get to ride his Zamboni out there?
Well, he was busy playing goalie at the time.
I mean, standing there in the Zamboni.
No, that would be cheating. He would have won way too easy. Hey, when I first saw it, I thought they were saying the Zamboni was brought in as the emergency goalie. I'm like, well, that is definitely cheating. Zamboni there.
Riding the Zamboni was a rap song.
But the NHL's Carolina Hurricanes were in a major bind after injuries to both of their goalies, James Reimer and Peter Mrazek. And so the NHL teams are required to have an emergency goalie somewhere in the building. Well, what they typically do is both teams put the Zamboni driver down as their emergency goalie. So he was actually signed up as the emergency goalie for the Carolina team and for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So whenever Carolina needed to have an emergency goalie, they said, well, this is our emergency goalie. They went and got the Zamboni driver and put him in. Now, at first, he allowed two scores, so it wasn't looking too good. It was starting to look like this was one of those bad ideas.
Yeah.
But after that, he made 8 straight saves and helped Carolina win the game 6-3.
Wow.
He has become the first emergency goalie to be credited a win in NHL history, and he played more than 28 minutes, which is also a record for emergency goalies in the NHL.
Huh.
He was quoted as saying, "It was awesome. I had the time of my life. I was in a media room by myself, and a guy came in and said, get going. The next thing I knew, I was walking down the tunnel in full gear. It was wild. The guys told me to have fun with it and don't worry about how many goals went in. They said, just enjoy it. This is your moment. But I took it seriously and played the best I could.
Wow. Oh, good.
What if he's going to get a contract?
I know. He's never been on the ice in a pro game before other than driving the Zamboni. He got $500 for being the emergency goalie, and he gets to keep his game jersey. But he won't be a new member of the team.
Did you ever have anything like this happen to you? Because I was a basketball manager, and I would keep track of like the assists and like the scoring on the basketball teams that would travel with them.
Right.
Were they always wrong, the scores?
Yeah.
I see you in here. I can imagine.
This is a shocker.
Keeping up with them.
I had a buddy. He and I were both basketball managers. And, of course, we keep track of all the stuff.
Hold on. So what you basically did was took care of the jock straps for them, right?
The jock straps.
The jock straps for the team. Did you, like, take them to the washer and stuff?
Sometimes I'd have to do that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, that's what basketball managers do.
I know. That's what I thought when you said that.
But I would always do, like, trick shots, and I'd do half-court shots and stuff while practicing. And
Were you able to do them?
Yeah. And I would spin the ball on my finger and stuff like that. Well, one time, the coach said, Hawkeye, dress up. We don't got enough men. We don't have enough men today, so dress up. You're going to play.
Did he speak English?
Yeah. That's how he said, Hawkeye. That's how he talked.
Okay.
He's like,
so how'd you do?
Get dressed. I didn't do well. I rode the pine.
Okay.
Yeah. For most of the games.
When you say rode the pine, explain that for people.
I was on the bench for most of it, but I got to play like the last couple minutes. So.
Okay. Yeah. So during those last couple of minutes?
I didn't do anything like this guy. No, I didn't save the game or anything. So.
Did you touch the ball?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
So the story wasn't anything like this story.
Well, it's close.
It's close,
honey.
Like
you know
that?
What? You've been riding me all day.
He had to fill in, and that's awesome. Yeah. It's kind of happened to me, too. It was an elementary school, though.
All right.
And in the lunchroom, they were putting on a Christmas play.
Uh-huh.
And the cow, whoever the little girl was supposed to play the cow, she didn't show up to school that day. So I had to step up.
Okay.
Did you do it? I had to do the cow. I had to just sit there.
What was your line?
I didn't have any lines, but I did moo a couple of times just because I'm gonna say something.
Did they squeeze your udders?
No.
What?
But I had a. Hey, that's worse than being a basketball manager right there. if you're squeezing your udders.
No, it's not.
I gotta say, if it's squeezing the udders, it's better.
Oh, then washing the jocks.
I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
I'm just saying, you know what? Don't let Heidi hear that story. She'll make fun of it.
I know.
Like it doesn't even count.
Don't tell her.
Okay, I have a real one. Mm. I actually did save the day.
Whenever. I did too.
I was 17. I was working at a job, so I couldn't go to church camp like I had always gone the years before.
Okay.
But on Friday, I got off work early and drove to Orlando for this church camp.
All right.
And it was the campers versus counselors softball game.
Okay.
And they had been practicing all week, and I showed up, and I played for the campers. And I stepped in at the last moment, came in, hit a home run with bases loaded, and won the game for the campers versus the counselors. The first time the campers had beaten the counselors in years.
Wow.
And I was the hero.
Wow.
Okay. See, can you even tell? Hey, her voice, it's sarcasm. That's a sarcastic
word. Wow. She jumped on top of me on that.
Just because she ain't got no stories.
Oh, yeah? You want to bet? They asked. I saved the day when they asked me to come on this show.
Oh, my God.
It's not the same.
It's not how I remember it. Actually, that's my other story. There was a guy named Marty here.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Don't steal my thunder.
Yeah.
That wasn't thunder.
No, it was.
That was a whimper.
It wouldn't be the same without me.
We'll say this. We did not squeeze her udders.
Okay, let's just move on.
Oh, wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.